What made you finally decide to leave Venice?
Well, two things. When it became evident that there were less and less planes leaving, and we had a return date of May 7th, and it was too risky to say, let's wait till then. Because, okay, maybe Italy will get a little bit better, but somewhere else will not be. And it was such a long trip that we said, no, that's it. And it took me a week on the telephone to finally book a ticket to return.
And was it more expensive?
It was $2,000 for the two of us, which I was very surprised because we were ready to pay way more than that. But yeah, it was just a little under $2,000 to come back. And I was really happy that it was that much because I thought it would be more. We're back.
And how has the adjustment been in terms of, you know, coming back early from your trip to Venice and just traveling, the anxiety of it, I guess?
I was very tired for a long time because it took us 2 days to get here. And it was very tiring and stressful. And right now I'm so happy to be back. That
even though you've been home back on the island for a week now, I mean, what were your concerns as a person who has asthma in traveling? What did you see on your way?
Well, two empty airports, because we were the last flight from Lufthansa to leave Venice. They were closing the airport for that kind of traffic. From now on, everybody that wants to get out has to go to Rome from the day we left. And then Frankfurt Airport, that was on lockdown. You could not go out of the airport. And that was totally, hardly anybody there. It was just amazing because it is such a busy airport. And then Montreal was a little busier, and there was not very much social distancing in terms of trying to get on that small plane coming back. And I was really kind of shocked because we had been for over 3 weeks in Venice. Like, that was very well respected over there, social distancing. But at the airport and obviously on the plane, which was totally full, there was just there was a time where I was the most nervous is the flight back was just, we were so crowded. And I don't understand why they didn't either provide a larger plane or just had half the plane. But, you know, it's done now.
You're not having any symptoms, are you?
Oh, no.
You're doing okay.
No, I'm fine. I'm feeling fine. So, and so
that's great.
My husband. So we just, you know, hopefully now we've been, I think this is day 7. So next Tuesday we will, you know, not that I will go out, but at least we can have a little bit more freedom.
When you look at life here in Canada versus life in Italy, is it the same? Are the restrictions as tight?
Yeah, the restriction now after we left Venice became even tighter, where you need to carry these documents with you. Well, obviously there are no cars there, so you need to carry documents with you to show where you're going and why, and it's very, very strict. Now, they were, at the last count, like 7 people in hospital. There's 52,000 people living in Venice. So there were 7 cases, and they were not that serious. Because, yeah, Venice is an island, so they kind of cut everything. So,
yeah,
you know, that's the situation there.